And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Oh, my God. People are getting shot, dude.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God, dude.
You guys firing off shots.
We have many people coming in whose hate is equal to his and just as bad and even worse, frankly. And we have to stop people from coming in. We have no documentation. We don't know where they come from. They could be ISIS. In fact, some of them have cell phones with ISIS flags on them. We are taking in people, and it's getting worse, and we're taking in them by the thousands. And you look at Hillary Clinton, she wants to increase it by 500%. She wants more to come in as opposed to none coming in or less coming in, and that in itself is a disaster.
This is the Savage Nation. I could say welcome to the program, but I wouldn't say welcome to a subject such as the slaughter of innocents, which is what occurred, of course, the other night in Orlando, Florida. I'm going to talk about it the way I've been talking about it since 9/11/2001. We are at war. We have been at war. Radical Islam has been at war with everyone else for 1,400 years. It did not begin on 9/11/2001. It began 1,400 years ago. Historically, it is a fact that Radical Islam has been trying to convert or kill from the beginning of its inception. And here in America, we see it happening, I would say, a little too frequently because of, you could say, a lax government. You could say an overly ambitious civil liberties organization, such as the ACLU or the New York Civil Liberties Union. There's a lot of blame to go around, and everyone has an axe to grind. The politicians, of course, are going to try to turn this tragedy to their advantage, as you would expect. My challenge today is walk that very thin line between safety and civil liberties, and I intend to walk that line as I have done for the last 22 years on the Savage Nation. And I invite you to take this stroll down the avenue of freedom with me. So let's begin. Where do we begin? Well, first of all, I'm going to give you a phone number because I know many of you have been foaming at the bit to say your piece since this happened. The phone number is 855-407-282. If you care to sound off on what you think needs to be done to prevent the next radical Muslim from going off and killing innocent Americans, gay, straight, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, give me a call, because there are common sense things that were being done that were eliminated by Barry Obama. Now, we could talk from today until kingdom come about Obama. Is he naive? Is he just a nice guy who wants everyone to be protected, including Muslims? Or is there something more sinister? Is he, in fact, a deep-seated mole? Many people are questioning his motives. He refuses to say radical Islam in the face of yet another terror attack. He turns not the other cheek, but turns away from the reality itself every time one of these attacks occur, whether it be in San Bernardino, Boston, or now, of course, in Orlando. And while we're out at that, why has the head of Homeland Security, the multimillionaire Washington lawyer with radical leftist background, Jay Johnson, not been forced to resign? Any sane government would force Jay Johnson to resign today. He has failed us over and over and over again. DHS is the big failure here. Not the FBI, but DHS. Why is Jay Johnson still in his office today? Can anyone answer that question? And while you're looking up Jay Johnson, ask yourself why he was ever appointed to be the head of this domestic protective organization, DHS, in the first place. He had no background in security whatsoever. He is a Wall Street lawyer with very, very deep connections to the most powerful banks in the United States of America. Why is he soft on Islamic terrorism? DHS failed us again. So these are questions that I want to talk about, again, walking that line between civil liberties and security on the Savage Nation. And I want to read to you some of the items that I'm going to talk about today. The New York Civil Liberties Union and the ACLU are partly responsible for this slaughter. And I will say right now, and I'll say it over and over again until you finally hear me, they're going to get us all killed. The ACLU and the New York Civil Liberties Union, you may think, are in favor of civil liberties. Some of them may be, but some of them are not. They've been deeply penetrated by Muslim operatives, and they are defanging our police and our military from doing their job. They must be investigated. The question today is, what would you do if you had the power to do it? Should the surveillance of mosques and suspicious Muslims be reinstated as it was once operational in New York City? Should every police department in the United States of America include, you heard me, should every police department in the United States of America be trained in and include a counterterrorism squad or a, well, I don't know, a unit that investigates radical mosques? Because this killer got his ideas from somewhere. Do you think it was spontaneously grown in his mind? Where did he get the idea to kill homosexuals? Think about that before you open up your mouth. Before you jump down my throat, think about this very carefully. Where did this deranged Islamic terrorist who killed all those gay men, where did he get his ideas that gays are evil and should be killed? He got it from his holy book. He got it from his imam. He may have heard it in his mosque. The fact of the matter is, you know and I know, there is hatred being bred on a daily basis, poisoning the minds of the young and the old. Now, if you think I'm inventing this, I've got some news for you. I have the audio tapes of Imam Sheikh Farouk Sekala Shafar speaking in Orlando saying the gays must be killed out of compassion. Attention progressives who have their heads in the sand. Imam Sheikh Farouk Sekala Shafar speaking in Orlando saying gays must be killed out of compassion. I have that sound. They can't hide the sound. He is living in Iran, but he was speaking in Orlando. Maybe this maniac went to his mosque and got it in his head that he must kill gays. There's another couple of questions, and they all tie to the coming election. You would think that gays would now say we better vote for Donald Trump. You would think that the gay community would finally wake up to the fact that there's only one presidential candidate amongst the two who can save them, and it's not the woman in the skirt. It's the man in pants. Donald Trump just gave a great speech in New Hampshire. I heard the whole speech. He's saying exactly what I would say. In fact, I was shocked to hear what he had to say because I thought I was speaking. I don't know whether he's channeling me or I'm channeling him. I've had a very long career in radio going back 22 years. I've written one best-selling book after another on this and other issues. And many of my ideas are being expressed by the only candidate who can save this country, Donald Trump. But having said that, I don't see any change in the left. In fact, they're doubling down on their insanity. The left is becoming crazier after these shootings. Instead of saying Muslims must be investigated who espouse killing gays or Jews or Christians or women, they're saying guns must be seized. Well, they're on a very, very bad track for two reasons. One, the guns will never be seized. Two, even if Hillary Clinton becomes president, which God forbid that happens, this country will never be the same again. Donald Trump has already made a huge difference in the national dialogue because, you see, he speaks for about 50 to 60 million of us. Not the silent majority. No, many of us are quite vocal, but we are the silenced majority. We are the silenced majority no more. We have been heard. Even Hillary Clinton and her goon squad knows we exist. And we're not going to go away. We're not going to be quiet. She's being propped up by ABC, always boastful confusion. She's being propped up by NBC, nothing but confusion. She's being propped up by CBS, confused BS. She's being propped up by MSNBC, more snide nonsense by the confused. She's even being propped up by Fox, flighty, ornery ex-Jenners. That's why she even has a campaign. She is standing on a swamp of scandal. The only reason she gets away with it is because of ABC, NBC, CBS, NBC, and Fox News. That's the only reason she's even running. The fact of the matter is, even if Donald Trump should have the election stolen from him, even if all of the progressives who are in danger today because of the radical Muslims who have been led in by Barry Obama were to vote for her, nothing will change in this country until we have new leadership. New leadership is what is required in this country. Where are the gays in America? Are they that blind to their own survival? Do they not understand that they are hated by radical Islam? Do they not understand that the hatred of gays is actually encoded in the holy book of Islam? Now, if I made that up, I'd be lying, number one, but I wouldn't be deserving of my career, number two. I'm very cautious in what I say to you. And if you think I just made something up for effect, you couldn't be more further from the truth. I happen to have in my hands, and I'll read for you, as sad as it is, what Islam says about homosexuality. I will read you the Quran, not chapter and verse, but sutra and verse. What does Islam teach about homosexuality? This is still taught. I have it from the Hadith and the Sirah. I have it from the Quran itself. I have the rules. I will tell you that gay men are being rounded up and killed in the Islamic world. In the Islamic world, homosexuals are demonized, beaten, banned, probed, forced into marriage, flogged, incarcerated. They are lashed, they are brutalized, hanged, stoned, thrown from roofs, tortured, and shot. Many of you progressives don't know that homosexuals are being beheaded, hung, and stoned in modern Saudi Arabia and Iran. Iran, who Obama just gave the ability to build a nuclear weapon? Homosexuals in this day and age, not 1,400 years ago, are beheaded, hung, and stoned in modern Saudi Arabia and in Iran, where Muhammad's laws are most strictly applied. Five other Muslim countries also have the death penalty on their books for homosexual behavior. In the past, gays were burned. My friends, I have the tapes. I have the recordings. I know what Islam says about homosexuality. And this gay club attack did not occur out of thin air. This maniac, if you want to call him that, took it in his head from the books he was reading and from the imams he was listening to. He was not mentally ill. He was carrying out a 1,400-year-old teaching. And what are we going to do about that? 50 dead. They say it's the worst U.S. terror attack since 9/11. It really wasn't. Well, maybe since 9/11, of course, under Bill Clinton's watch, or whoever it was, Janet Reno, in Waco, Texas, 93 Americans were slaughtered by the United States government. They were killed by ATF and FBI agents. But they're just a little fact for your historical record. We don't have to quibble over that. We're at war. We have been at war for 1,400 years. They've been at war with the world for 1,400 years. We've been at war in America for not 1,400 years, because obviously we're not 1,400 years of age as a nation. But Islam, you see, has been at war with the rest of the world for 1,400 years. I've tried to teach you this. I've tried to read you history. I've tried to teach you what the Crusades were about. Some of you learned it. Some of you understand history. Those of you who do not know history are condemned to repeat it. Let's pray that you don't repeat it as was repeated in a nightclub in Orlando the other night. This, my friends, was not an anomaly. It's just another battle for those jihadists amongst us. And only by joining together as Americans and rejecting the insanity of the left can we hope to survive as a nation. I'm Michael Savage, and when I come back, I would say you can call me, but you can't. As expected, the lines are completely sold out. I'll be back to tell you more about radical Islamic terrorism in America and what must be done to save our lives right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Savage Nation. Of course, we're talking about the slaughter by the Islamic terrorist of 50 gay men, maybe more. God knows who else will die. Never forget this happened during the Muslim holy holiday of Ramadan. Did not occur during Christmas. It did not occur during Hanukkah. During Christmas, Christians don't go on rampages killing people. During Hanukkah, Jews don't go on a rampage killing people. But apparently during Ramadan, ask any returning war veteran what happens in the Middle East during Ramadan. It was perpetrated during the holy month of Ramadan by a Muslim. During the report, during the attack, he made a 9/11 call pledging allegiance to ISIS. We cannot find that tape. It has been purged. It has been censored. It's being withheld by the United States government because Barry doesn't want you to hear the 9/11 call tying the slaughter to Islam. Gays, guns, and God. It used to be said that the Republican voter was concerned with these three issues. Gays, guns, and God. Isn't it strange that this confluence occurred over the weekend where gays, guns, and God all of a sudden came to a stunning, coordinated confluence during the Muslim holiday of Ramadan? So where did the shooter get the idea that it was okay to slaughter gay people? Well, my friends, what you're about to hear is Imam Sheikh Farouk Seglakshvar in Orlando in 2013 saying gays must be killed out of compassion. Play 03, Robert.
Death is the sentence. I mean, look, there's nothing to be embarrassed about this. That death is the sentence. And what we have to have that compassion for people. With homosexuals, the same. Out of compassion, let's get rid of him now.
We did not edit this tape. Out of compassion, let's get rid of him now. That's an imam. That's a so-called holy man wearing holy garb in the United States of America. In Orlando, in 2013. Ladies and gentlemen, I rest my case.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
A Muslim scholar says killing homosexuals is the compassionate thing to do. And he's just hours away from speaking at an Islamic center right here in Central Florida. Channel 9's Field Sutton's been trying to find out why the group invited him to Sanford.
Off camera, one of the people who is a member here told me that Sheikh Farouk Seglakshvar's speech last night on women's issues was well received and not particularly controversial. But we already know that many people in the Sanford area and around Central Florida are upset about what is coming tonight. Seminole County resident Alan Kornman told Eyewitness News he couldn't believe what a simple Google search turned up about the man speaking at this Islamic center tonight.
It's appalling. In fact, it's inciting violence against gays, and I find that reprehensible.
Dr. Farouk Seglakshvar lives in Iran, according to his online bio, and he's been condemning homosexuals since at least 2013.
Death is the sentence. I mean, look, there's nothing to be embarrassed about this. Death is the sentence.
He admits the Islamic death sentence applies in limited circumstances and is not applicable under U.S. law. But he also says the only way gays and lesbians can be forgiven is to die.
Well, we have to have that compassion for people. With homosexuals, the same. Out of compassion, let's get rid of him now.
Not one word was edited from this report for the Savage Nation. We're talking about the gay club attack. We're talking about where the shooter got his ideas from. They did not come out of the air. They did not arise out of a deranged mind, per se. This was inculcated in him. This was put into his head somewhere. We read that he made several trips to do a Hajj in Saudi Arabia. You know, I don't know what a Hajj is. That's where the holiest of the holy rollers go. They go down to Mecca. And they get their brains filled with the truth. And then they get some new extremist information while they're over there with their fellow extremists. And then they come back and they feel cleansed. So the rampage has now occurred and has divided the party presidential candidates right down the middle. I try to argue with a few people over the weekend. They're brain dead. The women are voting strictly on sex or gender or or reproductive issues. They don't know what's going on around that. I met some intelligent women. I thought they were smart. One of them, without giving anything away, I have to make it very personal without giving away the person's name, is very knowledgeable about antiquities. And she owns an antique store. She's an expert in every fissure in a plate. She has a son who is very high up in the U.S. military, very patriotic. I was sure she'd be supportive of Trump. Well, she sneered at me after talking about Celadon dishes for half an hour. And she said, if you vote for Donald Trump, I'll never talk to you again. So I looked at her and I said to her, you know, you're an expert in every fissure in pottery. You've studied it all your life, but you know nothing about politics. I said, I know everything about politics. I'm an expert on them. I do this for a living. Just as you know the date of every plate you're looking at, who made it, when, what it's worth, I know everything about politics. You don't study politics. I do. That was the end of the conversation. Brainwashed. Unable to vote beyond her sexual limitations, her gender limitations, if you want to put it that way. I haven't run into any gay people. I would hope one of them or two of them might say, holy God, we've got to stop these Muslims from coming in. Or we're liable to get hurt. Can you imagine that? I may have to vote for a Republican, hold my nose, go in that booth, and not tell any of my friends I voted for Donald Trump. Will that happen? I don't know. And if you're gay and you want to vote for him, don't call the show. It's a boring call. Okay, that's not the point of my statement. The question for you today is, what would you do if you had the power to stop the next attack? And there will be a next attack. Remember, Obama's still in office. Remember, Jay Johnson, head of DHS, is hiding. Why would the head of Department of Homeland Security not be fired or resign the day after this attack? Why didn't he get fired or resign the day after the attack in Southern California? Why? Why is he there in the first place? Why would a Wall Street lawyer with no training in military or defense affairs be put in charge of Homeland Security to begin with? Well, you'll have to ask Mr. Obama why he picked him. You have to ask the Republicans why they confirmed him. So I don't have an answer for those questions. I think I know the answer to both questions, but there's no point in giving it to you. What I want to get into for some real substance today, in addition to taking your calls, is how the New York Police Department surveillance of Muslim terrorists was working, and it was crippled by Bill de Blasio in a New York City lawsuit by subversive organizations. And I'm going to use the word, a loaded word. The New York Civil Liberties Union has long been a subversive organization, in my opinion. They joined together with Muslim front groups, and they stopped the NYPD from surveying questionable mosques and questionable Muslims. And they found someone by the name of Raza, who sued the city of New York under a handshoe decree in the Special Services Division of the New York Police Department. And this case of Raza versus the city of New York and handshoe versus Special Services Division was brought in June of 2013 by the New York Civil Liberties Union, a subversive group, if there ever was one, the American Civil Liberties Union, a very radical, dangerous, subversive organization, the Creating Law Enforcement Accountability and Responsible Project of Main Street Legal Services at CUNY School of Law, and the law firm Morrison & Foerster LLP. They said they did it on behalf of religious and community leaders, mosques, and a charitable organization, who said that they were swept up in the NYPD's dragnet surveillance of Muslims. This fallacious lawsuit, in my opinion, charged that the NYPD violated the U.S. and New York state constitutions by singling out and stigmatizing entire communities of New Yorkers based on their religion. And what happened was these verminous lawyers, these worms, these bedbugs, fought the NYPD and eliminated this surveillance program. Not only did they eliminate the NYPD's surveillance of radical mosques and questionable Muslims, but these bedbugs with law degrees actually installed a civilian representative within the NYPD to make sure that they never, ever again looked at any Muslims. Now, I'm reading the reality to you. This is why this happened. This is why this happened, because this mentality then spread like a cancer across the country, where police departments were afraid to say a word about Muslims, even those who they knew were under surveillance by the FBI. Because the vermin, the bedbugs in the ACLU, the NCLU, NYCLU, prohibited such investigations. They, in other words, crippled the New York Police Department and didn't permit them to do their job. They got rid of the undercovers. They got rid of the confidential informants. They got rid of open-ended investigations. They installed a civilian representative within the police department to oversee the police and report any violations to the police commissioner. Now, here's the worst part of it. You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you to show you how fascistic the ACLU is and why they must be eliminated under Donald Trump's presidency. I'm going to go into that at another time. There's too much for me to handle in one day. The ACLU and the New York Civil Liberties Union have long undermined Americans' security in the name of security. And they installed a civilian representative inside the PD, as I told you. And then they have to report to a certain liberal judge anytime anyone looks at a Muslim the wrong way. But here's the worst part. Are you ready for this? There was a radicalization in the West report. It is 80 pages in length. You can't find it. It's gone. It's called Radicalization in the West, the Homegrown Threat, copyright 2007, the New York City Police Department, all rights reserved. It is the finest intelligence report I have ever read in my entire career. It's brilliant. It's all about terrorism and how to stop it. Now, why would the ACLU and the New York Civil Liberties Union want to purge this report from the NYPD roster? Why did they remove it? Did you know they did? They forced the NYPD website to remove this report, Radicalization in the West, saying it justified discriminatory surveillance. And they said the NYPD must never, ever circulate this report again. And so, my friends, Arthur Eisenberg was the NYCLU legal director. They have names. I've told you that there are people who are doing this to us. This is not done in a vacuum. This does not occur by itself. This occurs from the bedbugs with law degrees. In my opinion, Arthur Eisenberg needs to be put on a watch list. He, at the time, was the New York Civil Liberties Union legal director. Arthur Eisenberg, allegedly of Jewish descent, bends over backwards to eliminate surveillance of Muslims who might throw him down a well? Why? Liberalism is a mental disorder, that's why. It's a suicidal death cult. Arthur Eisenberg, along with Hina Shamsi, the ACLU National Security Project Director, in my opinion, another mole planted into the ACLU in order to protect terrorists, in my opinion. The end result is the same. Whether she was planted as a mole or not doesn't matter. Just as Barry Obama being president, whether he is a mole of the Muslim Brotherhood or not doesn't matter. He couldn't do more damage to America's national security if he was a mole, because then people might actually say something. All of the drug addicts in America, all of the cattle walking around who don't know what's going on around them. So, my friends, Arthur Eisenberg was the New York City NYCLU legal director. Listen to what Arthur Eisenberg said after he got this incredible program eliminated and put the rest of the nation at risk. Here's Arthur Eisenberg. He said, "This settlement is a win for all New Yorkers. It will curtail practices that wrongly stigmatize individuals simply on the basis of their religion, race, or ethnicity." At the same time, said Mr. Eisenberg, "The NYPD's investigative practices will be rendered more effective by focusing on criminal behavior." See? So Arthur Eisenberg knows more about police work than the bravest policeman in the city of New York. Arthur Eisenberg, who probably jumps and has to take a pill when a car backfires, is now directing what the New York Police Department can and cannot do with regard to protecting New Yorkers from terrorism. And that cancer has spread throughout America. Now, where is this report that I'm referring to? You can't find it. They made the NYPD remove it from their website. You cannot find it. If you search for Muslim surveillance by NYPD, you will find nothing but left-wing statements, whether it's the Huffington Post, the Washington Post, the New Yorker, commentary on how great it was to remove this program from New York, but you can't find the report itself. I have it. I have one of the only extant copies left in the world. And I will never give it up to anyone. Never. Except to you, the audience of the Savage Nation. I will give it up to the audience of the Savage Nation, and you could do with it what you want. It is the blueprint that is necessary to save us from the next and future Muslim fanatics and their attacks on innocent Americans. This goes for gays, straights, whatever. It doesn't matter who. And what's ironic about this, this was in the gay club attack, shifting to that for a moment, it was Latin night. It's called Latin Flavors. Did you know that? This was an attack by Muslims on the Hispanic community. Did you know that element of it? You notice why that's not being played up? Because it's two minority groups that are now at odds with each other. But Hillary doesn't want you to know that. Because once you would figure that out, you'd understand that they really have no friends outside of their own world. That is the terrorists. They see the world through one lens only. And that is, they are right, they are pure, they are good, everyone else is garbage. Kill them or convert them. And I'm talking about the radicals. Certainly we're not talking about a billion Muslims in the world. Now, before I take a break at this juncture, again, I want to tell you, we are walking, I am walking the highest tightrope of my entire 22-year career today. It's worse than 9/11/2001. Because my audience is larger, the stations are larger, the stakes are higher, the country has been penetrated by radical Muslims. There are ISIS members all over this country right now because of Barry Obama and people like Hillary Clinton and the ACLU. This is the most difficult path I will ever walk in my career. I invite you to take this walk with me today, tomorrow, and tomorrow, right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history. The shooter was apparently armed with a handgun and a powerful assault rifle.
And hate in his brain.
Therefore, a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school.
I can't listen to them. Frankly, I turn the TV off when I see the liar get up. I can't take it. I expect more from a president at a time like this, and I always get less. He ignored the connection to Islam. He ignored the connection to radical Islamic terrorism, even after news outlets reported that the shooter made a call to a Florida 9/11 center to pledge allegiance to ISIS. Instead, Obama attacked gun owners. Instead, Obama used this for political advantage, as you would expect from a community organizer who is way beyond his pay scale. He has no idea what we're facing, or does he? But he's not the issue right now, or is he? Well, maybe he is the issue. Why has he not fired the head of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, who let this happen? He let it happen. He let San Bernardino happen. This is one event after another. But let's stick to the massacre the other night in the gay nightclub. There are heroes too, by the way, but no one knows their names. Who are the heroes? Well, when the deranged Muslim with the automatic weapon, actually it wasn't fully automatic, I know an AR-15 very well, unless he converted it, it was probably one shot at a time, and a handgun. He engaged in a gunfight with a security guard who was an off-duty Orlando police officer in full uniform. And luckily, he didn't kill the police officer. And then three other officers showed up and risked their lives to save the gay men in the club. And they got into a gunfight with this piece of dirt. The piece of dirt, the bedbug, the holy bedbug, ran into a bathroom after killing people. And that's where the rest of the story begins. Why did it take 3 hours for the tax squad to get in there? Why did it take 3 hours? We'll talk about that when I return.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
New Monday, how are you, new Monday? Got to work, like a sleep all day. Here come Tuesday, oh, Tuesday. I'm so tired, got
well, we're
no
not
time
at Tuesday yet.
You play.
The blood is still being wiped from the streets in Orlando. And the cover-up began immediately. It was not Muslims. It was not Islam. It was a white terrorist. Did you hear that from NBC? That was the first response from one of the deranged reporters from NBC before they knew it was a Muslim. They said it has all the earmarks of a white supremacist. Oh, yes, this is NBC, the same organization that supports, along with ABC and CBS and MSNBC and Fox, Hillary Clinton. NBC, nothing but confusion. ABC always boasted boastful confusion. CBS confused BS, etc. You get the picture. But let's not tell jokes. Let's try to tell the truth. So the responses in America after the slaughter of gays are ranging between round them all up and kick them all out of the country. You know who I mean by them. I mean, people are saying that. You're not going to hear it, but people are saying it. That the only way to protect yourself is to round up all Muslims and kick them out of the country. That's insane. Let me be very clear. Insane. Not going to happen. On the other side of the insane scale are the ACLU, New York Civil Liberties Union, and other fellow travelers of insanity, who are saying do nothing but control the police and seize the guns of the law-abiding citizen. So you have these two poles of extremism, and I am trying to walk a line of sanity. This is not just rhetoric. Remember what I'm saying to you. We have to come up with a plan to save ourselves from the next Muslim who's going to go off like a firecracker. There are plenty of them here. How many are here? The FBI says they have, what, over 1,000 investigations going on of people like this piece of bedbug, this bedbug who killed the gays. How many of them are like that in America? Do you know how many? You think there's only one or two more? Well, the FBI says otherwise. The FBI, I think, is reporting, and I'll get the number for you in a moment, thousands on FBI radar. Thousands of men like this gay club shooter are sitting here waiting to kill other Americans. Thousands are being looked at by the FBI, hamstrung by Barack Obama, Jay Johnson, and others in the administration who are either fellow travelers or don't know what they're doing. We all know Trump would save this country. We all know that. The problem is Hillary will not save the country. She'll make it worse. The problem is Hillary will bring in hundreds of thousands more of these maniacs. ISIS just released a hit list with names of more than 8,000 Americans. Afghanistan migration is surging into the USA. 99% of the Afghanis being brought in by Obama support Sharia law, which includes killing homosexuals. Did you know that? Did you know what Sharia law means? You think it's just a word? So what are we going to do about this? Well, the only thing you can actually do about it is make sure you have ammunition and know how to use your gun. And don't be afraid of them. Don't go to sleep fearing them. Make them fear you. Make them understand that if they come through your gate, you'll kill them. Make them understand that America is not France. We're not a disarmed bunch of patsies sitting waiting to be slaughtered, and we're not afraid of them. Kill them first. If a man comes to harm your family, kill him first. As George Orwell said during the horrible 1930s when Hitler was rising and Stalin was rising, I think he said, if a man comes to put a bomb in your mother's house, put a bomb in his mother's house first. I mean, there's a military answer to this, too. We haven't even talked about that. There's a military solution to this, which will happen if Trump becomes president. He will carpet bomb their caliphate, the capital of the caliphate, which is in Mosul. He'll kill everything that crawls. Everything that breathes will be dead. It's horrible, isn't it? But that's total war, isn't it? Would you rather be dead? Would you rather be dead because your civil liberties trump your own survival? See, now we're touching the bedrock of this whole discussion. Many years ago, I gave a speech on this radio show where I said, if a radical Islamic regime gets a hold of a nuclear weapon, you know they will use it on us, and they will kill 100 million of us if they could. And I said, I'd rather see 100 million of them dead than 100 million of us dead. Do you know what the vermin in the media did? They took that statement and said, I said kill all Muslims. I never said that. As a result of that, the fellow travelers in England banned me from entering Britain. I'm the only member of the American media who cannot enter the United Kingdom. Not for what I said, but because of the lies that were put out, I think by, I know who. I can't say it because I'll get sued, but I know the individual within which political organization did this to me. They're operating right now to make sure that shows like mine are eliminated on major markets in the United States of America. They are poisoning the minds of radio station owners about me. But let me put me aside for a minute, because this war will go on whether I'm here or not. I'm only one of the generals in this war. There are others. The war will go on without me, and we will win it. But it's going to take a lot more deaths in America until we wake up and kill them first. Let me be very clear about that. There's a military solution to ISIS, which is to carpet bomb them until they don't live anymore, to destroy their homeland. Remember it used to be said, oh, we can't fight them because they're stateless. Remember that? Remember in the early 2000s we heard that weak-livered answer from liberals?
Oh, we can't really bomb them because, they're everywhere. We don't know where they come from. They're stateless.
Well, they're not stateless anymore. They have a homeland. They have a headquarters. It's in the old Sunni Triangle, which was conquered by the United States military at great cost to our brave men. Remember Fallujah? Remember the U.S. contractors who were hung from a bridge by these vermin and their cousins? Remember what happened afterwards? U.S. Marines went in hand-to-hand combat. They wiped them out. They took the Sunni Triangle. They took Fallujah. Many of them are listening to the show right now. And then what happened? Barry gave it back. Barry gave it back to the bloodthirsty murderers. Not only did Barry give it back, but Barry opened the floodgates by letting them come to America. Not only did Barry do that, but Barry then told the FBI, don't do your job too well or you'll be under investigation. Then Barry put a mole inside the DHS who said, make sure nobody looks at a mosque, nobody looks at a Muslim wrong, or they'll go to jail. And then it got worse. He put Loretta Lynch in the Attorney General's office, who within a week of taking that job, at the recommendation of the street rat Al Sharpton, Loretta Lynch said that anyone who makes Muslims, I forget the exact words, uncomfortable, will be under investigation by the Justice Department. Do you remember that? She had to backtrack that 2 days later. My friends, we've been penetrated. We've been overrun. But the nation is so large and so filled with patriots that they're not going to win. I was watching a show the other night. I don't remember the show. I learned from a lot of different things. And it was some liberal show on the Channel 9 here in San Francisco doing a fundraiser. Every time they do a fundraiser, they do something to appease Caucasians, who apparently give the most amount of money. Either they run Guy Lombardo music or something, 1950s music, and they're all out there. And all of a sudden, they're all pure-blooded red, white, and blue Americans. So they were talking about Madame Curie, the great Polish scientist. She was a great scientist, for sure. That's no question about it. She didn't get there by affirmative action. She didn't get there because she was a woman. She got there because she was a genius. But Madame Curie, they said, listen to this. This is on a educational television. The narrator didn't even know what he was saying. He says, she came from a patriotic Polish family who, although it was outlawed to speak Polish in their home and know their own history, her parents secretly taught her Polish, the Polish language and the history of the Polish people, because she came from a patriotic family. So I sat there saying, well, we have patriotic families in America, too. They listen to the Savage Nation. We have a lot of patriots left in this country who are now under the microscope of the enemies within. But we haven't gone anywhere. We haven't gone away. We've been occupied, for sure. A foreign power has occupied America. There is no question about it. Barry Obama does not represent American patriots. He represents a foreign ideology. And that is why this happened in Orlando the other night. It happened because this cockroach had been investigated by the FBI, but because of Barry's crazy edicts, the FBI had to let the cockroach go. Co-worker said the cockroach had said several times he wanted to kill. He went to Saudi Arabia. He did his Hajj. Co-worker said he talked about killing all the time. The FBI wanted to take him in, but the ACLU, and Barry's crazy leftist ideology did not permit the FBI to round this piece of cockroach up. And by the way, the Orlando killer worked for a security company that is busily transporting illegal aliens all around the United States of America. Did you know that Hillary's State Department blocked an investigation into the Orlando killer's mosque because, quoted, unfairly singled out Muslims? It's called the Fort Pierce Islamic Center, where the cockroach worshipped several times a week. It was under investigation by both the FBI and DHS as early as 2011 for ties to a worldwide Islamic movement. But the investigation was stopped under pressure from the Hillary Clinton-run State Department and the Department of Homeland Security, Civil Rights and Civil Liberties Office, because they didn't want to offend Muslims. That's according to a recently retired DHS agent, Philip Haney. There's more on this story that you can read on your own. But I have to go back to something nobody else in radio has. I just got a note from somebody in New York who said, how did you get that tape? I've never heard it before. No other radio show has it. Well, when I come back, I'm going to play Islamic leader Imam Muhammad Musri. I'm sorry. Imam, I love the name Imam, a real holy man. He tells him to kill gays. Imam, oh Imam, let me bow down to the filth and a dirty rag. Imam, my eye, a murderer in holy robes is less to be feared than an Imam who believes in killing people because of their religion. Here's Imam Sheikh Farouk Sekal Shafar, who spoke in Orlando in 2013, who said gays must be killed out of compassion. Hold on a minute. It comes from Orlando, WFTV, Channel 9, on the Savage Nation, the minute we return. But hold on now. Just hold on now. You call a friend. You text a friend. You get this recorded, and you send it out on social media. Because the bedbug who did this killing of the gays did not get it out of thin air. He was not a psychotic. He did not invent it. He learned it somewhere. And you're going to hear right here on the Savage Nation the hatred that is being taught in too many mosques around the world, the minute I return.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646.
People are getting shot, dude.
So, 50 innocent people. Forget the lifestyle. Forget what you may think of them or don't think of them. Fellow Americans, constitutional right to do whatever they want, executed by a Muslim who, I don't know what to say, his mind was poisoned by his teachings. He was a religious man. He went to the mosque very often. Now, what I'm about to play for you on the Savage Nation needs to be replayed around the country and spread on social media. Because here is Imam Sheikh Farouk Sekal Shafar speaking in Orlando in 2013, who said gays must be killed out of compassion. The report comes to us from Orlando, WFTV, Channel 9. I want you to listen to it. Actually, you know what, Robert? Play clip 3 of the Sheikh himself. Go ahead.
Death is the sentence. I mean, look. Nothing to be embarrassed about this. Death is the sentence. But we have to have that compassion for people. With homosexuals, it's the same. Out of compassion, let's get rid of him now.
I did not edit one word. That's what's being taught in too many places. Let's put it to you that way. Now, what is Islam's position on the treatment of homosexuals? Islam goes beyond merely disapproving of homosexuality. Sharia law teaches that homosexuality is a vile form of fornication punishable by death. You can read it yourself. Quran 7:80-84, Quran 7:81, Quran 26:165-166, Quran 4:16. Read what's written in the holy book. You can read it yourself. I can quote chapter and verse. But I don't have to quote what you already know is going on. It's happening right now in Saudi Arabia and Iran. Iran, a friend of the administration. Iran, an enemy of Israel. An Israel that warned you against the terror state of Iran, and Obama spit on Netanyahu's in his face. Barry from Honolulu spit on one of the great men of our time, the Churchill of Israel. Barry spit in his face because Netanyahu warned us what Iran was and what it is. Gays laughed and Netanyahu called him a fascist. And they supported Obama, who could do no wrong. But in Saudi Arabia and Iran, homosexuals today are beheaded, hung, and stoned, where Muhammad's laws are applied very, very strictly as they were written. Five other Muslim countries also have the death penalty on their books for homosexual behavior. In these countries, gay men are being rounded up in the Islamic world, where homosexuals are demonized, banned, beaten, probed, forced into marriage, flogged, incarcerated, lashed, hung, brutalized, stoned, thrown from roofs, tortured, and shot. We've been trying to tell you this to no avail. To no avail. You call anyone who tells you this a right-wing nut, an evil maniac, a hate monger. But we were trying to save you and warn you. We were your best friends, and you didn't listen to us. And right after the slaughter, now who was your best friend? I can guarantee you as I speak that nothing will change politically in this country. I can guarantee you as I speak here that the women will still vote with their bodies, not with their brains. I can guarantee you as I speak here that gays will still not support Donald Trump, who is the best friend they could ever have. In any number now. I don't mean a few gays won't. Of course a few will. But most gays will vote like with groupthink for Hillary. This should affect the outcome of the election. Trump gave a speech today that was rousing. It was fabulous. He said what needed to be said. And there's a lot that must be done to save us from the enemy within. They're everywhere. There are over 1,000 active investigations by the FBI of Islamists, just like this maniac who killed the gays. They're waiting to kill you. They're waiting to blow up a school. They're waiting to blow up a supermarket. They're waiting to blow up anything you could imagine. Welcome to Israel. Thanks to Barry Obama's insanity, we are now living in Israel before the wall. Where is our Netanyahu?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I want you to imagine a man whose mind was so filled with hatred that he could load up a semi-automatic weapon, have extra clips, load up a handgun, take extra bullets, with the thought of killing innocent people, people he didn't even know, that he had such hatred drilled into him from his teachings that he could actually take those guns, look in the eyes of people and laugh at them as he kills them. I was watching a video clip the other night of a donkey who died. You won't believe this story. There's a donkey rescue organization in Holland. God bless them. I'm an animal rights activist, as you all know. So they rescue donkeys. They don't want them slaughtered. They give them a nice haven somewhere in Holland, some good-hearted person. So a donkey dies of natural causes, and it lays on the ground. The other donkeys come up to the dead donkey and start crying. It will rip through your heart. I mean, you got to be heartless not to hear it. Animals grieve. Animals grieve for another animal. The donkey's laying on the ground dead. It died of whatever, old age. And the other donkeys come up, and you hear their braying. It cuts through you if you're a human being. And you say, holy God, even an animal needs to grieve over a dead, you know, animal like itself, one of their own. How could a human being be filled with such hatred that he could go and kill 50 innocent people that he doesn't even know? Is he still a human being? No, he's a subhuman. He has left the human race. Now, the question is, how many more of them are there? The answer is, we don't know. The answer is because Barry Obama opened up the borders like a can of sardines. They have poured in like toxic poison into a healthy cell. The cancer cells are everywhere. They're proliferating. Obama is spreading the cancer. The opposite of what a doctor should do. He is spreading the disease, not controlling the disease. And we sit here like silent dummies saying nothing. So I said to you, today was a big day for me and for you. Many of you are fuming over what you saw because you knew it was preventable. See, why was it so horrible? It was horrible because 50 innocent people were slaughtered. God knows how many more will die and be wounded and injured for the rest of their lives. That was the horror. But beneath the horror was the question of how did it happen again after San Bernardino. Where the hell is Jay Johnson of DHS? Where is that phony lawyer who Obama planted there, the mole, into DHS? Hasn't been heard from. Any sane nation would demand he be fired or arrested for letting this happen. Not a word. Not a word from Tom Brokaw. Tom Brokaw. Not a word from Chuck Todd, another genius. The government agents, the government plants, the government media complex. Not a word about the real failure here. The real failure is DHS. Wasn't this trillion-dollar agency created to protect us from just this kind of attack? Well, they failed us in San Bernardino. They just failed us again in Orlando. So what you do is you fire someone who runs a business like that. If you hire someone who has a job and he fails, you dump him. You throw him out in his keister. Why is Barry not firing Jay Johnson? Duh. Why did he pick him? To make sure that certain elements of American society are looked upon, not other elements of society. And I think you know what I'm talking about. So again, this is a confluence of gays, guns, and God. Confluence, gays, guns, and God. Gays, guns, and God. Gays slaughtered during the Muslim holiday of Ramadan. Not during Christmas, a Christian holiday. Not during Hanukkah, a Jewish holiday. But during Ramadan? A Muslim goes out and thinks it's a holy duty to kill innocent people? How in the world can a country survive that permits this hatred to be taught in so-called mosques? It can't. The answer is it cannot survive. Which is why other Western nations have thrown radical imams on their dirty robes out of the country. Picked them up by the filthy beards and thrown them out of the country. It's being done in Europe. Not here, though. Here they're being invited in to speak. Here they're being invited to speak at interfaith conferences. Here they're being invited to speak at Berkeley, Harvard, NYU, Georgetown. Wherever you look, there they are. There they are, spreading their hatred. Cancer being spread, proliferated. So we have a choice in the election. This whole thing is not about the election, but it may as well be. We have a choice between a corrupt, incompetent woman. Foreign donations, Benghazi, 30,000 missing emails, Vince Foster, Russian uranium deal, Libya, Clinton Foundation, Whitewater, Bimbo eruptions, Travelgate, Chinagate, cattle futures, a history of criminal acts propped up by CNN, ABC, NBC, and CBS, and other fellow travelers in the government media complex. And then we have a flawed man who many see as vulgar, inarticulate, lacks syntax, says inappropriate things, strange hair, who says the right things. He's the only one who can save us, as far as I can tell. And I'm pretty clear thinking on this issue because I think only about survival. Nothing else matters to me. And I told you, for me, a candidate lives and dies by whether they're going to protect America or not. She cannot protect America. She's failed us. Over and over again, she failed us with the Arab Spring Initiative. I told you that. I'll say it again and again. Most of you are so blind you don't even know what I'm talking about. She is the reason for the surge of African Muslims into Europe because she destroyed Gaddafi in Libya, who warned us before they killed him. He was assassinated. He warned us that if he is killed, Libya would descend into another Somalia where tribes took over the country. He warned us to no avail. Hillary came along, and in the famous tape, she said, "We came, we saw, he died." And then there's great laughter from her girlfriends in the Hillary sorority. She owns that. That you want to be president? Everything she's touched has failed. How in the world could you elect a failure to be the president? Well, excuse me, you did it twice before. Why wouldn't you do it a third time? So anyway, this is the problem. This is the problem. I don't know who's going to win the election. If we lived in a sane country, it would be a no-brainer. He would win by a landslide. But the demographics have been so warped, and the vote has been so corrupted, that it's hard to say how this will work out. But more than that, the people who should be most concerned about their safety have taken the wrong side on this particular election. What must happen is the question for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. If you're expecting me to shift to meatballs or recipes tomorrow, you'll be very disappointed because I'm going to do the same show for 3 days. I'm doing this show for 3 straight days. That's all I'm talking about is our survival. Nothing else matters to me. We have a huge battle ahead of us. You have to, I have to expose for you the problems. It's a terrible dissection that must be done. You have to look at the disease. And then we must expunge the pus from the organism called the body politic. We have to open up the nation. And we must let the pus out. The disease must be let out of the body. And then maybe we can heal. But until we know what the disease is, we can't even cure ourselves. I know what the disease is. I've been studying it for 20-some-odd years. You would think I know what the disease is. I know the cure. The cure is borders, language, and culture. I know what the disease is. Liberalism itself is the mental disorder. When you look at what the ACLU and the New York Civil Liberties Union has done to this country, which I've explained to you over and over again, and I'll explain it in great detail tomorrow and Wednesday, how they eliminated the New York Police Department's surveillance of mosques and Muslims plotting murders. They eliminated it after the New York Civil Liberties Union, in a conspiracy, in my opinion, with terrorist front groups, sued the NYPD and forced these brave officers to disband this unit. It was Bill de Blasio who crippled the NYPD surveillance of Muslim terrorism. Bill de Blasio did this. And the vermin in the civil rights group sued in 2013 in federal court in Manhattan, which is a cesspool. The cesspool of the federal court in Manhattan accused the NYPD of violating the civil rights of Muslims. A second suit was filed that year in Brooklyn, federal court, by mosques, by a charity, and by so-called Muslim community leaders, alleging that the NYPD was discriminating against Muslims. And among the plaintiffs in the Brooklyn case was Hamid Hassan Raza, an imam who claimed the NYPD's practice of cultivating informants and using undercover investigators had spread fear and suspicion at his mosque. Well, I'll ask you, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, do we need to spread fear and suspicion into mosques or not? That's a simple question. Do you want suspicion and fear spreading in mosques or not? Or do you want them to entertain their cousins from abroad who might hurt you or your children? What do you want done here? I mean, it's like I'm talking to the insane, I think. It's suddenly 1939. We see what Nazi Germany is. The Nazi Party is all over the United States of America. They're bringing in agents, secret undercover agents all across America to commit sabotage and mayhem. And we're sitting here arguing whether the FBI has the right to round them up. Or are we worried about an esoteric called civil rights? Oh, I'm for civil rights. I love civil rights. I'm very civil and I want my rights. But without your life, you can't be civil, nor can you enjoy any rights. So I would put my survival above my civil rights. Civil rights is a weapon being used by terrorists to destroy us from within. Civil rights is being used as a Trojan horse for them to penetrate this country and to do us harm. Am I saying get rid of all civil rights? Don't be stupid. I'm a champion for America's borders, language, and culture. And part of that culture is the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So believe me, I'm a student of civil rights. And so, no, I certainly don't want our civil rights violated. But I want the civil rights violated of those who would do us harm. I want them rounded up. I want them investigated. I want them thrown out of the country. I want it being done to them what's being done in France and in England right now. And France is far more liberal than we are, but they're rounding up the Haiti moms and tossing them out of the country on their dirty behinds. Did you know that? So where does the blame go? Well, Tom Brokaw, remember him? He got fired from NBC. Had enough of him. He was suddenly on Meet the Press with the other stooge, Chuck Todd, another great genius. He grew a beard to look smart. Here's Tom Brokaw, who attacks guns, not radical Islam, in clip 11.
You know, we're having this debate about terrorism or domestic. It doesn't make any difference. There are a lot of dead people. Dead people at the point of a gun. Guns are really easy to get their hands on. And that's the debate that ought to be going on. As I said a moment ago, in America now, it's taken for granted. You got a problem? Go get a gun. Go take care of it with a gun.
Oh, shut up, you drunk.
I grew up with guns in the Midwest. This kind of thing going on at that time. Everybody had sporting rifles, and they were taught by their parents.
He's on something. He's on something, probably on a drug called stupidity and liberalism. You know what he was talking about? So again, it's guns. Guns, guns, guns. Gays, guns, and God. No, it's not about guns. The only thing we have to protect us from these mass murderers are our guns. I don't want to go into guns right now, but it's the only thing we have that the French don't have. It's the only thing we have that the English don't have are our guns. Because better men than Barry gave us that right. Better men than Barry gave us that right to bear arms! The skirt blocked an investigation into Orlando Killer's mosque because it unfairly singled out Muslims, said Hillary Clinton. The Orlando killer, Omar Mir Siddiqui Mateen, went to this mosque, the Fort Pierce Islamic Center. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You think the FBI didn't know what was going on in there? He worshipped there several times a week. The Fort Pierce, Florida Islamic Center was under investigation both by the FBI and DHS as early as 2011 for ties to a worldwide Islamic movement. And yet it was closed down by Hillary Clinton's State Department because she said it unfairly singled out Muslims. So why do both Clinton and Obama have a history of enabling Islamic terrorism? Do you think that they want terror? The answer is no. Well, in one case, maybe no. In the other case, I'm not sure. So why is it? Because they hired people to advise them who do want terror to occur. Now, the Obama administration has turned a blind eye to ISIS. Why did they do that? I'll let you figure it out. Does it really matter if Barry Obama is sympathetic, not to ISIS, but to the Muslim Brotherhood? Does it really matter whether he's sympathetic to them or just stupid? Or, let's say, a great civil libertarian who wants to protect everyone's, quote, rights at the cost even of the deaths of others? Does it really matter if the end result is slaughter like this? No, it really doesn't matter. On October 1st, your president authorized the shipment of guns to ISIS-linked militants in Syria. And the same day he demanded gun control in the United States, more gun control, he sent them guns and told us we don't need guns. And then we found out that the Syrian opposition he kept selling us on, along with John McCain, was predominantly composed of jihadist militants, just like the Orlando killer. My friends, the enemy is within. We have met the enemy, and the enemy is within. And I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Okay, attention, ladies and gentlemen. We all know who Holocaust deniers are. We know what they are. We know why they are. Why is it that those people out there who know what a Holocaust denier is are blind to what an Islamic terrorist denier is? Why do they deny Islamic terrorism? What does this mean to you? It means Islam's thousand-year war on the West is nothing new under the sun to anyone who knows history. And I'm going to refer to the most important book I've written yet called Government Zero. And I'm referring to the chapter on zero strategy against ISIS. And I'm quoting this. Islam has been at war with the world for 1,400 years. That's a fact. That's page 71. I didn't make it up. It's not racist. It's not sexist. It's not homophobic. It's true. It is the most intolerant of all of the world's religions, especially the virulent Salafist version of Islam that is currently plaguing the earth. The Muslims were eventually defeated and thrown out of Europe. They were stopped at Vienna in 1529. They were thrown out of Spain and Italy. They were driven back into the Middle East and Northern Africa. It was these victories that made the West safe for the Renaissance, out of which all of modern civilization sprang. Page 71, Government Zero. Go out there and read it before it is banned, along with my voice on the Savage Nation.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Today, as Americans, we grieve the brutal murder, a horrific massacre of dozens of innocent people. We pray for their families who are grasping for answers with broken hearts. We stand with the people of Orlando who have endured a terrible attack on their city.
It's
still early in the investigation. We know enough to say that this was an act of terror and an act of hate.
Okay. Useless. No meaning whatsoever. He knows who did it. He knows why he did it. He knows the guy's brains were washed inside the mosque. He knows all of this. But again, he attacked the Second Amendment. Okay, so today was the toughest show I've done in my entire life thus far. 22 years in radio, no show was harder than this one. I had to walk the narrowest of lines, that between security and civil rights. And I hope that you enjoyed the... let's just say that I hope you enjoyed the walk with me. I've not taken one call, which is a first in the history of my show. Today was a history-making day for me as a broadcaster. I have never, as far as I know, never not taken a phone call in two straight hours of a radio show. This is the hour for you to call and to sound off. The phone number is 855-407-282. What is the lead thing that you took home from the first 2 hours? Well, an imam speaking in Orlando said gays must be killed out of compassion. Omar Mateen of Port St. Lucie, Florida, was under surveillance by the FBI, but he couldn't be arrested because of Barry's obsession with civil rights for Muslims. He doesn't believe in the civil rights of returning war veterans who wear crosses, but he believes in the civil rights of Muslims. Not in your civil rights, in their civil rights. In 2014, 2013, the FBI opened an investigation into the cockroach, but closed the case when nothing appeared to warrant further investigation. So they've been on the radar and they let him go. But where did he learn this? Mateen was a U.S. citizen, parents from Afghanistan. The FBI is already saying he was one of hundreds of ISIS sympathizers known to the FBI. But in fact, an imam speaking in Orlando in April said that killing gays, according to Islamic law, should be done out of compassion. I played that tape. Any gay person listening to that should have chills up their spine, because this is not the first time these maniacs have been taught this. It's encoded in their teachings in many mosques around the world, and unfortunately, even in this country. And I'm going to play it for you again, or you can find it on michaelsavage.com. It's a terrible thing to hear. But I'd rather that you know the truth and where it's coming from, and that you know where the cockroach got his ideas from. I don't want to hear he was mentally unstable, he was mentally ill, he slipped through the cracks, he needed mental health. You're going to hear all that from the ninnies very soon. The ninnies will be out. The psychiatric ninnies will be out. He slipped through the cracks. He needed treatment. We need more mental health care. Shouldn't give guns to the deranged. You're going to hear all of it. You've heard it already before from the Hillary supporters. The sorority is already out there. And their fellow travelers. The trans mental cases. But it was actually taught to this bug. The bed bug learned it somewhere. That's why he did it. Radical Islamic terrorism. Gays, guns, and God. Used to be said that Republicans were concerned with three issues: gays, guns, and God. It seems today we're all concerned with gays, guns, and God, whether we're a Republican or an independent or a Democrat even. Today is about gays, guns, and God. This slaughter occurred during a Muslim holy holiday of Ramadan. It did not occur during... I'm sorry, you ready for this? I'll put cotton in your ears, all your progressives in San Francisco. The slaughter occurred a week after it was a slaughter was conducted in Israel during Ramadan. Ramadan is not Christmas for Christians. Ramadan is not like Hanukkah for Jews. Apparently, these people don't hang little balls on trees during Ramadan. They don't give each other gifts during Ramadan. This one likes to kill during Ramadan.
So what can we do about that?
Oh, you'd think a government would know what to do. The government should have protected us by now. But where is the head of the Department of Homeland Security? How come you never heard of him? Where did Jay Johnson go? Failed us again. Failed us in Southern California. Failed us now in Orlando. Where is he? He's hiding. You know who's going to take the fall, don't you? You know who Barry's going to fire? Even though he's tenured, and he's the only thing we have left between us and a total loss of America, the head of the FBI is going to be thrown to the wolves by Barry and the Muslim Brotherhood fellow travelers in the administration. Yep, that's what I see coming. This poor man is the last bulwark we have against the radical Islamic terror in this country. James Comey of the FBI, they're going to throw him to the wolves. Not the man who should be thrown to the wolves, who is the head of DHS who failed us. I don't think the FBI failed us. I think it was DHS who failed us. But more importantly, it was the president again who failed us. So now if you want to talk, I'll open it up. It is a radio talk show. Radio talk show. And I'll take some calls on the talk show called The Savage Nation. 855-407-2822. First time in 22 years in radio. I've not taken a call in two straight hours. Alma, KLIF in Dallas, Texas. You're the first up on this historic show, Alma. Go ahead, please.
My name is Alma, and I'm calling from Dallas. I'm voting for Donald Trump all the way 110%. I am a Muslim. I am scared of these Muslims. They're crossing over. We're coming over. We're destroying everything. And I think this government is supporting them. I think he's helping them. He's not arresting them. Myself, I went to a mosque here, and I had a little booklet in a newspaper, and it said it was about Donald Trump. And I was asked if I can fold it and throw it away, and I said, no, it's a freedom. And they looked at me like they wanted to rip me apart, like some kind of loaf.
Alma, who looked at you like they wanted to kill you?
These people that I was at the mosque with, they're...
No, wait. In your mosque, there were people who looked at you like they wanted to kill you? Who were they, though?
They looked at me funny, knowing, because he said he's going to ban...
No, I understand. You held a Trump thing and they wanted to kill you, but who are these other Muslims in your mosque that did this? I don't mean by name. Are they regular attendees? Are they newcomers? Where they come from?
Well, they're just people who come to visit. I mean, nobody likes them, and I'm the only one that likes them, that I'm going to vote for them, that I'm going to vote for him because I...
No. You're not making sense. Who are these people in the mosque who wanted to kill you with their eyes? Are they regular attendees, or are they strangers to your community?
They're regular attendees.
Where, right in Dallas, Texas?
Yeah, they're regular sweet families. I mean, they all have families, they all have kids, but nobody supports them the way he said that, Donald Trump is going to ban all Muslims. So they're scared, he's going to ban them. He's not going to do nothing. He's just going to ban these crazy people.
You as a Muslim woman understand that you are in as much danger as the rest of us. You, as the non-Muslims, let's put it that way, as a Muslim American, you're in as much danger as we are from these madmen, and you understand that we need a strong president to stop the crazies from coming in and to find the crazies that are here and throw them out or arrest them. I mean, that's what is common sense. You don't have to be a genius to understand what must be done. No one is saying close mosques. No one is saying don't worship the way you want in America. What we're saying is we're not going to be slaughtered simply because you're telling us that you have civil rights. That's all. We have a right to live.
Yes, we do.
All right, I would send you a gift, but I don't want to send you a book because I don't want to take your address. It'll make you more nervous. It's women like you who might just save the world. How many times have I told you it's the women who could save Islam from itself? The women understand, Muslim women, modern Muslim women are the only ones who can save us from radical Islam. I had a woman on a few years ago. She was a genius. She was the bravest, smartest woman I've ever had on this show. A brilliant scholar. And she was explaining, as a practicing Muslim herself, that it's only a reformation that could save Islam from the rest of the world finally standing up to Islam itself. Because the world will not take this. Listen, I know what's going to happen if this keeps up. It's going to be terrible, which is what the madmen want. they want a clash of civilizations that leads to this kind of bloodlust so they can declare the whatever they believe in. I've studied it in great detail. We can't let that happen. So you've got to isolate them before they even get here. You got to prevent them from coming here. Then you've got to let the FBI arrest them once they know that they're plotting. Even whether it's a credible threat or not, I am sorry, they need to be preventively detained. I don't care how many Mr. Silverbergs from the ACLU scream. You want the guy's name here? Let me get it right so it's not Silverberg, so you don't think I'm just saying generically. Here? Are you ready? You want to know the name? Here, I'll give you the name. Just so you know the name. I'll get you the name. Here you go. It's Eisenberg. Pardon me. They are the ones, the NYCLU, the New York Civil Liberties Union, which is filled with deranged psychotics with law degrees, in my estimation. They have destroyed New York City and probably the rest of America with their toxic liberal poison. The NYPD had a great program surveying mosques and Muslims who they thought would be dangerous. And Arthur Eisenberg, the New York Civil Liberties Union legal director, joined up with Hina Shamsi, the ACLU National Security Project Director, and with Imam Hamid Raza, lead plaintiff in the Raza suit, and Ramzi Kasim, CUNY professor of law, and they sued the NYPD. Lawyers on the Hanschuk case are Eisenberg, Eisenstein, Stoller, Shevigny, and Siegel. Eisenberg, Eisenstein, Stoller, Shevigny, and Siegel. They sued the NYPD and made them stop doing what needed to be done to protect Americans from another terror attack. So, my friends, which side are you on? Is it civil liberties uber alles? I'm all for civil liberties. I wouldn't be in business without them. I wouldn't be in business without civil liberties. But you see, my friends, in order to have civil liberties, you need civil people to give them liberties. But when you have animals, when you have throwbacks, when you have vermin, when you have cockroaches, when you have bedbugs who are citing their religion to kill homosexuals, they don't deserve civil liberties like everybody else. But they're smart. They understand America. They know our weakness. They know the Trojan horse. They know all the Trojan horses of America. Why? How'd they learn the Trojan horses? They learned it through Eisenberg. Eisenberg taught them the Trojan horse. Eisenberg, Eisenstein, Stoller, and Siegel, in my opinion, taught them the Trojan horse techniques to get into the country and to do whatever they wanted. Because apparently Mr. Siegel and Mr. Eisenberg don't think that they're made of flesh. I don't know what they're made of. Do they not know that a bomb goes off, it'll hurt them and their families as well? I doubt it. Because, you see, my friends, liberalism is a mental disorder. It's disconnected from reality. It doesn't even know that there's a human being connected to their rulings. They have no idea how their rulings affect people. All they know is that they have an agenda. And they don't care what the fallout is. They don't care how many people get hurt by their agenda. All that matters is they win in court, in my opinion. So the question is, who's going to stop radical Islamic terrorism from proliferating like the cancer it is in the United States of America? It has proliferated wildly under Barry from Honolulu. It has proliferated to the point, not of no return, don't get me wrong, not of no return, but it will. If he's allowed to bring in 10,000 Syrians, we'll never fix this country. It'll be over. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Now, if you think that I'm wrong, you're saying, oh, he's a right-winger, he's against Muslims, you couldn't be further from the truth. Here is former Massachusetts Representative Barney Frank, who is gay. He's a gay liberal who says the Orlando shooting reinforces the case for the surveillance of Islamic element. He said it, not me. Call him a right-wing maniac now. Go ahead. Make him a right-winger. Bonnie Frank, gay American, super liberal, said Americans must look into the Islamic element in terrorism and have increased surveillance. So, it's an attack against gay America, says. And he says it reflects the virulence of the hatred in this sector of Islam. Came out as gay in 1987. He said he'd like to see more monitoring of people with extreme Islamic beliefs by both the Muslim community and government agencies. He said there is an Islamic element here. He said, yes, the overwhelming majority of Muslims don't do this, but there is clearly, sadly, an element in the interpretation of Islam that has some currency, some interpretation in the Middle East that encourages killing people, and LGBT people are on that list. And he says, and I think it is fair to ask leaders of the Islamic community, religious and otherwise, to spend some time combating this. So why don't you now make him a part of the vast right-wing conspiracy? Maybe now Hillary Clinton could put him on a watch list. Frank said the mass shooting reinforces his belief that there should be significant surveillance of people identified by the FBI to have radical beliefs. He means Islamic beliefs. I rest my case. I'm not alone. Common sense would dictate that. So the massacre occurs, and some people have come to their senses, including gay leaders. But not Hillary Clinton, not Barack Obama, not Jay Johnson, not the New York Times. Nope, not the ACLU, not the New York Civil Liberties Union. No, there's some people who are crazy. They can never change. Casey on KSFO will get to you eventually. I can't even get the calls right now. Where do you think he got the madman, the shooter, got his ideas from? Where did he develop his hatred for gays? That he could go up and kill them worse than an animal. I told you a donkey died in a refuge for donkeys in Belgium. And the other donkeys are seen walking up and crying, grieving for a dead donkey. Even a donkey grieves for a dead donkey. So you're telling me this man is human? Who put this hate in this madman's mind? His imam did, in his mosque, right here in America. That's all. This is the Savage Nation. Of course, we're talking about the slaughter by the Islamic terrorist of 50 gay men, maybe more. God knows who else will die. Never forget this happened during the Muslim holy holiday of Ramadan. Did not occur during Christmas. It did not occur during Hanukkah. During Christmas, Christians don't go on rampages killing people. During Hanukkah, Jews don't go on a rampage killing people. But apparently during Ramadan, ask any returning war veteran what happens in the Middle East during Ramadan. It was perpetrated during the holy month of Ramadan by a Muslim. During the attack, he made a 9/11 call pledging allegiance to ISIS. We cannot find that tape. It has been purged. It has been censored. It's being withheld by the United States government because Barry doesn't want you to hear the 9/11 call tying the slaughter to Islam. Gays, guns, and God. It used to be said that the Republican voter was concerned with these three issues. Gays, guns, and God. Isn't it strange that this confluence occurred over the weekend where gays, guns, and God all of a sudden came to a stunning, coordinated confluence during the Muslim holiday of Ramadan? So where did the shooter get the idea that it was okay to slaughter gay people? They did not come out of the air. They did not arise out of a deranged mind, per se. This was inculcated in him. This was put into his head somewhere. We read that he made several trips to do a Hajj in Saudi Arabia. You know anyone what a Hajj is? That's where the holiest of the holy rollers go. They go down to Mecca. And they get their brains filled with the truth. And then they get some new extremist information while they're over there with their fellow extremists. And then they come back and they feel cleansed. The question today is, what would you do if you had the power to do it? Should the surveillance of mosques and suspicious Muslims be reinstated as it was once operational in New York City? Should every police department in the United States of America include, you heard me, should every police department in the United States of America be trained in and include a counterterrorism squad or a unit that investigates radical mosques? Because this killer got his ideas from somewhere. Do you think it was spontaneously grown in his mind? Where did he get the idea to kill homosexuals? Think about that before you open up your mouth. Before you jump down my throat, think about this very carefully. Where did this deranged Islamic terrorist who killed all those gay men, where did he get his ideas that gays are evil and should be killed? He got it from his holy book. He got it from his imam. He may have heard it in his mosque. The fact of the matter is, you know and I know, there is hatred being bred on a daily basis, poisoning the minds of the young and the old. Now, if you think I'm inventing this, I've got some news for you. I have the audio tapes of Imam Sheikh Farouk Sekala Shafar speaking in Orlando saying that gays must be killed out of compassion. Attention progressives who have their heads in the sand. Imam Sheikh Farouk Sekala Shafar speaking in Orlando saying gays must be killed out of compassion. They can't hide the sound. He is living in Iran, but he was speaking in Orlando. Maybe this maniac went to his mosque and got it in his head that he must kill gays. We are at war. We have been at war. Radical Islam has been at war with everyone else for 1,400 years. It did not begin on 9/11/2001. It began 1,400 years ago. Historically, it is a fact that radical Islam has been trying to convert or kill from the beginning of its inception. And here in America, we see it happening, I would say a little too frequently, because of, you could say, a lax government, you could say an overly ambitious civil liberties organization, such as the ACLU or the New York Civil Liberties Union. There's a lot of blame to go around, and everyone has an axe to grind. The politicians, of course, are going to try to turn this tragedy to their advantage, as you would expect. Now, we could talk from today until kingdom come about Obama. Is he naive? Is he just a nice guy who wants everyone to be protected, including Muslims? Or is there something more sinister? Is he, in fact, a deep-seated mole? Many people are questioning his motives. He refuses to say radical Islam in the face of yet another terror attack. He turns not the other cheek, but turns away from the reality itself every time one of these attacks occur, whether it be in San Bernardino, Boston, or now, of course, in Orlando. And while we're out at that, why has the head of Homeland Security, the multimillionaire Washington lawyer with radical leftist background, Jay Johnson, not been forced to resign? Any sane government would force Jay Johnson to resign today. He has failed us over and over and over again. DHS is the big failure here. Not the FBI, but DHS. Why is Jay Johnson still in his office today? Can anyone answer that question? And while you're looking up Jay Johnson, ask yourself why he was ever appointed to be the head of this domestic protective organization, DHS, in the first place. He had no background in security whatsoever. He is a Wall Street lawyer with very, very deep connections to the most powerful banks in the United States of America. Why is he soft on Islamic terrorism? DHS failed us again. So these are questions that I want to talk about. Again, walking that line between civil liberties and security on the Savage Nation. The New York Civil Liberties Union and the ACLU are partly responsible for this slaughter. And I will say right now, and I'll say it over and over again until you finally hear me, they're going to get us all killed. The ACLU and the New York Civil Liberties Union, you may think, are in favor of civil liberties. Some of them may be, but some of them are not. They've been deeply penetrated by Muslim operatives, and they are defanging our police and our military from doing their job. They must be investigated. There's another couple of questions, and they all tie to the coming election. You would think that gays would now say we better vote for Donald Trump. You would think that the gay community would finally wake up to the fact that there's only one presidential candidate amongst the two who can save them, and it's not the woman in the skirt. It's the man in pants. Donald Trump gave a great speech in New Hampshire. I heard the whole speech. He's saying exactly what I would say. In fact, I was shocked to hear what he had to say because I thought I was speaking. I don't know whether he's channeling me or I'm channeling him. But having said that, I don't see any change in the left. In fact, they're doubling down on their insanity. The left is becoming crazier after these shootings. Instead of saying Muslims must be investigated who espouse killing gays or Jews or Christians or women, they're saying guns must be seized. Well, they're on a very, very bad track for two reasons. One, the guns will never be seized. Two, even if Hillary Clinton becomes president, which God forbid that happens, this country will never be the same again. Donald Trump has already made a huge difference in the national dialogue because, you see, he speaks for about 50 to 60 million of us. Not the silent majority. No, many of us are quite vocal, but we are the silenced majority. We are the silenced majority no more. We have been heard. Even Hillary Clinton and her goon squad knows we exist. And we're not going to go away. We're not going to be quiet. She's being propped up by ABC, always boastful confusion. She's being propped up by NBC, nothing but confusion. She's being propped up by CBS, confused BS. She's being propped up by MSNBC, more snide nonsense by the confused. She's even being propped up by Fox, flighty, ornery ex-Jenners. That's why she even has a campaign. She is standing on a swamp of scandal. The only reason she gets away with it is because of ABC, NBC, CBS, NBC, and Fox News. That's the only reason she's even running. The fact of the matter is, even if Donald Trump should have the election stolen from him, even if all of the progressives who are in danger today because of the radical Muslims who have been let in by Barry Obama were to vote for her, nothing will change in this country until we have new leadership. New leadership is what is required in this country. So I don't have an answer for those questions. I think I know the answer to both questions, but there's no point in giving it to you. What I want to get into for some real substance today, in addition to taking your calls, is how the New York Police Department surveillance of Muslim terrorists was working, and it was crippled by Bill de Blasio in a New York City lawsuit by subversive organizations. And I'm going to use the word, a loaded word. The New York Civil Liberties Union has long been a subversive organization, in my opinion. They joined together with Muslim front groups, and they stopped the NYPD from surveying questionable mosques and questionable Muslims. And they found someone by the name of Raza, who sued the city of New York under a handshoe decree in the Special Services Division of the New York Police Department. And this case of Raza versus the city of New York and handshoe versus Special Services Division was brought in June of 2013 by the New York Civil Liberties Union, a subversive group, if there ever was one, the American Civil Liberties Union, a very radical, dangerous, subversive organization, the Creating Law Enforcement Accountability and Responsible Project of Main Street Legal Services at CUNY School of Law, and the law firm Morrison & Foerster LLP. They said they did it on behalf of religious and community leaders, mosques, and a charitable organization who said that they were swept up in the NYPD's dragnet surveillance of Muslims. This fallacious lawsuit, in my opinion, charged that the NYPD violated the U.S. and New York state constitutions by singling out and stigmatizing entire communities of New Yorkers based on their religion. And what happened was these verminous lawyers, these worms, these bedbugs, fought the NYPD and eliminated this surveillance program. Not only did they eliminate the NYPD's surveillance of radical mosques and questionable Muslims, but these bedbugs with law degrees actually installed a civilian representative within the NYPD to make sure that they never, ever again looked at any Muslims. Now, I'm reading the reality to you. This is why this happened. This is why this happened, because this mentality then spread like a cancer across the country, where police departments were afraid to say a word about Muslims, even those who they knew were under surveillance by the FBI. Because the vermin, the bedbugs in the ACLU, the NCLU, NYCLU, prohibited such investigations. They, in other words, crippled the New York Police Department and didn't permit them to do their job. They got rid of the undercovers. They got rid of the confidential informants. They got rid of open-ended investigations. They installed a civilian representative within the police department to oversee the police and report any violations to the police commissioner. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Here we have a catastrophic failure of the Department of Homeland Security. The second time in a row now. Had it in Southern California now, and Jay Johnson has not been asked to resign or fired. Why is that? I'll let you figure out why Barry from Honolulu, your president, does not fire the head of Homeland Security. Why? The man had no training in security whatsoever. He was just a lawyer from Wall Street who comes from, by the way, a very radical family. Jay Johnson is very, very, very interesting if you study his history. Why would Obama have picked him to run DHS? Now, why is another little why for you at the end of the show? The gunman made it, not the gunman, excuse me, the Muslim madman. Let's not call him gunman. That's an AP use. The Muslim madman, not gunman. The Muslim madman made a 9/11 call from the nightclub where he professed allegiance to ISIS and to the head of ISIS. And they won't release the tape. Why is the administration not releasing that 9/11 call? Because if you heard the call, then they would have to admit that they failed again. So Barry cracked down. Department of Justice cracked down, and they said you can't release the 9/11 call, because if you do, the people are going to play it. People in talk radio will play it. Someone in television may play it. And if people will hear him making a profession to the Islamic State, they'll say we failed him again. If the guy says he loves ISIS, then they'll put two and two together and realize it was not due to a mental disturbance. It was not due to anything but the fact that it's radical Islam, and we can't have that because that violates our narrative. Our narrative here from the White House is to lie every day that they can about the nature of the fight that we are in. So why did they not release the 9/11 tape? Why? What about the father of this cockroach? Siddiqui Mirmateen. He had his own television show. The father, the nut. The father. He's shocked by it. But he had a tape of he had his own show on YouTube. Posted on YouTube. And people don't know what he was talking about. They said that the Durang Jirga show appears on a California-based channel that supports ethnic solidarity with the Afghan Taliban, which are mostly Pashtun. Ask any returning war veteran who are Pashtun speakers what they believe. There are some listening to this show right here in the San Francisco area or around the country. But there are many Pashtun communities in the United States of America who call in to this YouTube channel run by the madman's father and espouse support for Pashtun domination of Afghanistan over the nation's minorities, including Tajiks, Uzbeks, and Hazaras. Well, it's a little too complicated for most of us. Just know that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. The Muslim murderer didn't fall far from the father. Now, of course, in a sane country, the father would now be under the microscope of the FBI. There'd be forensics in the house, but no, not here. Because old Barry from Honolulu and old Jay from DHS can't have anyone's civil rights violated. See, they'd rather you be dead than you violate anyone's civil rights, except yours.